An interesting week for sure, so let's discuss the highlights and keep this episode short and sweet to avoid beating a dead horse like the rest of the media. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of Last Week Crypto. Every Sunday, we review the performance of the largest cryptocurrencies, top gainers, as well as the latest global news stories affecting the crypto markets this past week. This week, we will discuss the dead horses that are Evergrande, China crypto bans, U.S. government squabble over crypto regulations, and all the relevant details in between. This week's episode is brought to you by Crypto.com, an exchange with over 100 different cryptocurrencies and over 20 different fiat currencies. On Crypto.com's mobile app, you can buy crypto with bank transfers, credit, debit cards, or crypto at true cost with no markups. They also have a desktop exchange that is solely for crypto-to-crypto trading. If you use the link below to sign up for Crypto.com, you'll receive $25 worth of cryptocurrency for free when you use the referral code CryptoCasey, all while supporting the channel. Also, every Wednesday, I conduct a weekly AMA or Ask Me Anything at Instagram.com/CryptoCasey. So use the link to my one and only official Instagram account listed in the description area to follow me and ask me anything you want every Wednesday. I've set up a Discord channel where we can all chat daily about all things crypto together. So scroll down to click on the invite link below to join us. Cool. It's time for Last Week Crypto. Looking at the top cryptocurrencies by market cap, Bitcoin down 9.4%, ETH down 14.6%, Cardano up 2.1%, and Binance Coin down 13.7%. Looking at the top gainers this week, Decentralized Social up 71.2%, Celo up 34%, Olympus up 22.5%, and Cosmos up 20.1%. By now, we've all heard of China's largest debt-holding real estate development company, Evergrande, who is starting to miss interest payment deadlines on their loans. And without knowing how deep and entangled Evergrande's debt is in the entire global financial system, naturally, the traditional markets reacted negatively, bringing crypto down with it. We still need some time to elapse in order to fully realize what impact Evergrande potentially going under will have on a global scale, but at the moment, it's looking to me like a controlled detonation of sorts by the Chinese government. Look, it very well could turn out that Evergrande is the first domino to fall in another global financial crisis, but for me personally, it feels like Western media is sensationalizing and overhyping some of this negative news. I agree with Davina Mira of First Global on this one, that Evergrande is part of a deliberate move by China. In our view, the issue is part of a deliberate move by the Chinese government to let a few businesses fail to rein in a bigger problem. So, they will not let it go out of hand. The situation is similar to a controlled detonation. In a relatively controlled economy like China, this is entirely possible. This is in contrast to several somewhat sensational reports and videos floating around. And for all practical purposes, a default of Evergrande has already been priced in, and not just its own bonds, but even overall high-yield bonds in China and Asia have already reacted. So there's not much further downside there. So yeah, those were my thoughts and feelings are on the Evergrande matter at the moment until more time passes and we can assess how pervasive the damages actually are. And also this week from the same neck of the woods, China declares all cryptocurrency transactions illegal, effectively banning digital tokens such as Bitcoin. Virtual currency related business activities are illegal financial activities, the People's Bank of China said, warning it seriously endangers the safety of people's assets. Yeah, so they've been doing this now for several years. China is yet again banning cryptocurrency. There really isn't anything new here on that front. China's crypto ban has almost achieved a meme-like status, but here are the lingering impacts. Greg King, founder and CEO at crypto fund Osprey Funds, said that there's strong demand for cryptocurrencies on a global basis, and China's only part of that. However, aside from the price impact, China's most recent strike on cryptocurrency may further change the global distribution of the crypto industry. After China started cracking down on crypto mining in May, some Chinese miners have been migrating to places such as the US and Kazakhstan. Crypto exchanges may double down their efforts to move out of China as well, industry experts said. According to the latest statement from People's Bank of China, employees in mainland China that work for overseas crypto exchanges or anyone that provides services such as market and technical support for such exchanges shall be subject to penalty according to the law. Asia's crypto trading volume currently accounts for 45% of the global volume. Crypto exchanges including Binance, Huobi, and OKX have the largest market share in mainland China, while FTX and BitMEX dominate Hong Kong, according to Fundstrats. Okay, so the long and short is China is boxing themselves out of the crypto space entirely, which is terrible for any crypto investors and businesses currently residing in China. But on the flip side, there are opinions floating around that China banning crypto transactions is great news for Bitcoin, says an investment firm CEO, Ross Gerber of Gerber Kawasaki Wealth. The real issue is about control. And what governments don't like is that Bitcoin takes control of people's monetary futures away from governments and places it in the hands of individuals, Gerber said. And that's exactly what's happening globally right now. China's authoritarian crackdown on crypto, including Bitcoin, is a big opportunity for the US, Senator Toomey wrote in a tweet. It's also a reminder of our huge structural advantage over China. So the big question now is, will the US seize upon this amazing opportunity to reclaim our status of the top innovative country in the world? Or will we squander it in the spirit of public policy frameworks, bureaucracy, and investor protections? Well, we are going to find out soon enough. Stablecoins in the spotlight as US begins to lay ground for rules on cryptocurrencies. Sponsors say stablecoins are safe, but regulators are concerned about potential risks to financial stability. The Biden administration is taking aim at so-called stablecoins as it begins to lay the ground for stricter regulation of cryptocurrencies that could shape the future of digital money. What does that entail? Well, unfortunately, Biden reportedly is set to nominate a law professor critical of crypto and big banks to run the OCC. President Joe Biden is set to nominate Cornell University law professor Saul Amarova to head the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, according to a Bloomberg report. The banking law professor has been a critic of cryptocurrencies and envisions a larger role for the government in overseeing banks. Amarova needs Senate confirmation to serve a 5-year term. Lovely. So we are definitely in an uphill battle at the moment with Capitol Hill, especially after the testimony SEC Chair Gensler gave Congress a couple weeks ago. And if you would like to watch the highlights of that event as it relates to crypto, check out my video by clicking on the link above. All in all, the US has an incredible opportunity that China is practically handing us on a silver platter to become the leading country in the cryptocurrency markets and industry at large. But lobbyists, Wall Street, politicians, and their big corporate cronies will be the ones buying and paying for the regulations and legislation that will pass. Crypto has definitely come a long way on the lobbying front and becoming more substantial, but we are very much at the mercy of lawmakers. As they squabble over what they think the regulatory landscape for crypto should look like, make sure you are transferring your crypto off of exchanges to your own cold storage hardware wallets. Last week, I did a video outlining the importance of this, so if you missed it, click on the link above to check out my crypto wallet guide for beginners. If you haven't gotten a wallet yet, you can scroll down to the description area below to access the correct and official sites of my recommended hardware wallets. BC Vault is my personal favorite. Another option is the Ledger Nano Backup Pack, so scroll down to check them out. Or if you would rather make income from your idle digital assets you're planning to hold for the long term, you can safely earn interest with services provided by BlockFi. With a BlockFi interest account, your cryptocurrency can earn up to 8.6% APY. Interest accrues daily and is paid monthly. There are no hidden fees and no minimum balances. So if you're interested in checking out BlockFi, you can get up to a $250 Bitcoin bonus when you use the link in the description area, all while supporting the channel. Protecting your ability to generate income so you can buy more crypto is another important thing to consider. So if you'd like to learn more about the advanced technical concepts of blockchain and become a developer in the space, check out Ivan on Tech's Academy. If you use the link below, you can access the Academy at a discounted price, so scroll down to check it out. Sweet. So at the end of the day, until more regulatory clarity is established in the crypto realm, tons of big institutional money waiting on the sidelines will continue to be stuck on the sidelines. And crypto market movements will continue to mirror the stock market and continue to be at the mercy of all global macro events like the Evergrandes of the world. That's why it's so important not to rely on charts, historical data, and crypto influencers that are not keeping their finger on the macro pulse of the world. It is very dangerous to rely on price predictions and our place in this current market cycle, bull or bear, in a crypto hype echo chamber. So we have to branch out and have a worldly approach while invested in this space together. Awesome. Well, that was Last Week Crypto with me, Crypto Casey. If you enjoyed the episode, please make sure to like this video and subscribe to my channel for more crypto content. So what do you think of the Evergrande situation? Was it overly hyped, or is there massive systemic damage ahead? Do you think the US will take advantage of this grand opportunity in crypto? Let me know in the comments below. Be safe out there.